Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're sure glad that you're here. It's time for more of your listener questions, including a great question from Kate from Indianapolis asking about a great place to have a sit-down meal to celebrate the Star Wars Dark Side Half Marathon, but going solo. Where can you have a nice sit-down meal solo? So hear our thoughts on that. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until that next Walt Disney World vacation with style. This is a great app. Right now, I'm looking at it on my iPhone. I've got a countdown of 67 days. Don't know if that trip's going to happen or not, but it's there just in case. Could be top secret. So I'm counting down regardless, either way, and you can do the same. Turn your Apple device into a Disney device today with great pictures. You get to customize the font, the colors, even get an audio alert one time a day. It's awesome. So check it out today. These and other great apps over at virtualmickey.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Don't forget Valentine's Day, 1 week from today. Get on Amazon.com, get something for that person that you love in your life and surprise them. Plenty of time to get that purchase, you know, with your shipping and everything still. So before you do that, click through our Amazon affiliate link. Just go through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1286 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you, Eagles fans. Quit flipping cars and get off the light posts. I know you're having a good time up there in the city of brotherly love. Congratulations to y'all, by the way. First Super Bowl championship. I love to see the excitement there. We had a great game, but we are back to real life here answering your listener questions. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less, we have Ricky. Super Bowl going to be in your hometown next time around, I believe. What's going on, Ricky?
It is going to be here in Atlanta next year, and I'm terrified already. Let me just tell you, I'm already scared.
Well, I mean, apparently Minneapolis survived unscathed. It was Philadelphia that caught on fire as soon as the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
It's just going to be a nightmare. I already know. Traffic's already a mess anyway, so it's going to be even worse. So, yay!
Yeah, that ain't no lie, man. Atlanta, like on a Tuesday at 2 a.m. driving to Florida back in the day, I mean, this was like 5 years ago, was a nightmare, so I can't imagine.
Exactly. It's terrible all the time.
So. All right. Well, also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. How's it going on this fine Wednesday, Pam? What's up?
It is going fantastically. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to the Be Our Guest podcast community who had made a great donation in honor of my grandmother after she had passed recently. She would so incredibly happy about that. And we're so happy that it could benefit the kids there at Give Kids a World. And of course, you sent that lovely tree to my house. So I just wanted to say again how grateful my whole family is for that. We were cleaning out her apartment and I had the opportunity to share that. And everyone was just thrilled about the donation to Give Kids the World. So thank you all again. You guys are the best. I mean, it's just such an awesome community. And so I'm so grateful and blessed to have all of you in my life. So thank you.
Absolutely. We are so 100% blessed just by our listeners. You know, we are so lucky to get to talk Disney three times a week here on the show. But the community of people taking care of each other, I cannot say how much I love that. That has added so much to my life. And I know all of our lives, all three of us. And it's just, you know, like you said, Pam, it's hard to put into words. I mean, it is such a blessing to have out there.
It really is. It really is. And that's truly what I consider it. I mean, just the way the friendships that I've developed because of this with people I get to eventually meet, and some people I haven't had the chance to meet. It's really just overwhelming. So thank you all. It's just an awesome thing to be a part of.
All right. Before we get to today's questions, two announcements real quick. First of all, wanted to support our buddies here from the state of Missouri, Wedway Radio, Nate and Matt Parrish. They are going to be doing a live show at a Comic-Con. I believe it's called Planet Comic-Con. And it's going to be that 3-day weekend of President's Weekend in Kansas City, Missouri. So if you want to go and see a great show, they're going to put on a panel. I've never been to a Comic-Con. You know, I got out of the comfort zone and dressed up like Chewbacca for the 5K down at Marathon Weekend. I'm not quite ready to don a costume and go to a Comic-Con. I may have to drive over to this one because I think we'll be in Columbia that weekend for basketball to see the women's team. And it's only two more hours down the road, down 70. But check them out. If you're into seeing the Wedway Radio guys put on a great show, I believe it's going to be about Disneyland's history, which is a great opportunity. So if you're in the Midwest, contact Nate at Wedway Radio on Twitter, or you can get Matt at Schmadvertising, I believe it is. I don't even know what that means. I don't watch the show that comes from, but who knows? But check them out. They're going to be in Kansas City doing a live show. It'd be a great opportunity to get your Disney fix. Kansas City, it's called Planet Comic-Con, I believe. So check them out. Also, this is the huge announcement, guys, because as you know, it's 1 week from Valentine's Day. So we're going to do a little flip-flopping with the schedule next week. Next Wednesday is the annual Is This Romantic podcast coming your way. That's right. So Friday will be the question show. Wednesday will be the show about love. So here's what we need. This is where you come in. You got 1 week. We're coming down to the wire here. We need you to give us scenarios as to whether this is romantic or not down at Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line, Disneyland, whatever. So you got a couple of ways to do it. You can email me, mike@brguestpodcast.com. Please put in the message title, Is This Romantic? And give us the scenario. We're going to put a thread on the Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast starting today. And also, you can reach out on Twitter. So @BeOurGuestMike, and I'll favorite that, and we'll go through those. So three ways. But we need you to let us know, staying in the Toy Story section at All-Star Movies romantic at any time? You know, we'll give you our thoughts. It may be, it may not be. Justification is the most important thing. But give us the scenarios, real or not, and we'll answer those next Wednesday for Valentine's Day here on the show. Is this romantic coming your way 7 days from now? But you got to help us out because we got to have the scenarios. So get those in today. All right, to the questions. Here we go. Laura's got the first one. She says, "Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. Our family, which includes boys who are 6 and 8, are planning a quick trip this fall to spend time relaxing at a resort and to attend the Halloween party. I'm wondering, what's the best resort in terms of pool, food, relaxing vibe for a couple of days when the parks are not your primary objective? Thanks for all you do. Laura's in Ithaca, New York, 355 miles from Pam." All right, so they got two boys, 6 and 8, not really going to go to the parks, the Halloween party, but they're focusing on staying at the resort in the fall, looking for fun times around there. Two boys, 6 and 8. Ricky, where would you go? Let's give her two choices. Where would you go? Pick two.
They say a budget. Did I miss that?
They
part?
Did not say a budget. So maybe how about let's go like a value and a deluxe, or a moderate and a deluxe, something like that.
All right. So my value is going to be Pop. I think that Pop is just so much fun, no matter what age you are. I just love Pop Century. So that's going to be my value option. My deluxe is going to be, oh man, I think I'm going to go with Fort Wilderness, because there's so much that you can do there. You got the horses, you've got archery lessons, you've got, bike riding. There's so much that you can do at Fort Wilderness. So those are my two suggestions.
So you said deluxe, you mean Wilderness Lodge?
No,
Fort Wilderness.
Wilderness. Oh, so that is, oh, not really that deluxe.
That's a moderate. If you're talking a cabin,
moderate.
If you're talking a cabin.
Getting into moderate, and it's been years.
You're losing your touch, Ricky Niblett. You're losing your touch.
You'd think that I've do a Disney podcast and that I would remember these things. But
I'm gonna say, if you miss it again, we're gonna schedule you for a CT scan. That's just gonna happen. Make sure something's going on up there. Just saying. All right, I like it though. Actually, I'm just gonna throw in. I'm gonna echo for the value Pop Century for two boys. I think they would love that. And I'm gonna throw out Riverside for my moderate. There's great pools. They could actually go cane fishing, great food court, because kids 6 and 8, boys especially, are eating constantly. You got Yeehaw Bob for some live entertainment. You got, we don't think about boat rides very much, but a decent sit-down meal. So, Pam, what would you say? Give her some thoughts.
I'm going to throw out, first of all, the Animal Kingdom Lodge as a deluxe choice. I realize it's the priciest of the choices that we've offered so far, but where else can you sit on your balcony and see giraffe outside your window? I mean, it just is such a unique experience. And it has, I think, more than any other resort, just such fun activities going on at the resort, not just at the pool, but throughout the resort. So I think it's really worth considering as an option. And then the other deluxe option I will give you is the Yacht or the Beach Club, because hello, that pool.
Yes,
how can you beat that pool?
True.
I mean, I could go on vacation and just be at the Yacht and the Beach Club and not actually go into a park. I'm serious now. Between the pool, the resort activities, the dining, the fact that I'm just a walk away from the boardwalk too, it's a great location. So whatever you choose, though, you'll enjoy it for sure.
All right. So we only did, we did not name about three of the Disney resorts. So good luck with that. That's how you get your advice around here. We gave you thoughts.
Hello, you knew who you were coming to
that's
for
true.
Advice.
That's true. Right? If you're not a new listener, helpful. That's just how it is. All right. Next. I love how our shows come full circle, because our next question comes from Tiana. Check it out.
There you go.
I'm not sure this is the Disney princess, but I think it might be. You know, they do need advice from time to time. It's tough being a princess, I've heard. At least that's what my wife and daughters have told me. Anyway, the title's March 2018 ADR Help Please with lots of exclamation points. So we're on it. Stat. Here we go.
Got it.
Hey there, BOGP crew. My family and I are taking our first ever Walt Disney World vacation in March of 2018. Yes. See, Tiana, this could be Princess Tiana, because, I mean, she really doesn't have to take a vacation because, like, she works there. You know what I'm saying? It's like her home. That's like her place to be. Anyway, we have a number of ADR scheduled, but would like to narrow it down to three. I was wondering if you could help us choose our last one. This is kind of like the All-Star game where you got to pick the last one on the team. That's kind of sweet. All right. The first two are settled. They're the Be Our Guest restaurant and Chef Art Smith's Homecoming.
Nice.
They're pretty good. I mean, that's a pretty good too.
We agree
approved.
With
that. Yeah, I'm saying I approved. All right. We need to decide between Tusker House with a Rivers of Light dining package, 50s Primetime, or Ohana. I think our pick would have been Ohana, but the only time we could get was 9:55 p.m. That's a little late for us to wait for dinner. At that point, that's just called fourth meal, actually. It's not even dinner. Being from the San Francisco Bay Area, well, that helps, because actually at 9:55 that time, it'd be what, 6:50?
Yeah.
It's dinner time. We're actually in your tummy. Being from the San Francisco Bay Area, we've been going to Disneyland all of our lives. Planning a semi-last-minute trip to the world has been stressful, but I've got to say, since finding your podcast last October, I've learned so many tips and tricks. I just want to say thank you for making our planning a little easier and making my workday go by faster. Hey, you're welcome. And Friday, we're going to give you more tips. It's going to be a planning show, so be ready for that. Many thanks from Vallejo, California. I have no idea how far that is away from any of you guys, but I know it is very far. So, Tiana, very good. And I didn't know, I thought she was from the Bayou, so maybe this isn't Princess Tiana. She's from California.
No, maybe it's a different one.
I do love the music. I've really never watched that movie solid all the way through, but I love the pieces in the Disney Cruise Line musical. I love that down on the Bayou.
It's really fun.
I love that music. That's my style of music, that Dixie kind of riverboat stuff.
Zydeco.
All right, anyway, so here we go. We got 50s Primetime, Ohana, and Tusker House. Associated with the Rivers of Light dining package, you have to pick one of those three. We can't hem and haw and just put her in a bad spot like we did the last writer. So, Pam, what would you pick of those three? What would you do? First trip to Walt Disney World, by the way.
I think I'm going to go with the Rivers of Light dining package and Tusker House because, first of all, in terms of value, if you're going to go to... if you're going to consider all that, I think Tusker House, especially with this Rivers of Light dining package, is a great value because first you get to see a character meal. It's a buffet with some really interesting choices. We're not talking spaghetti and meatballs and chicken nuggets here, although they'll probably have something like that. We're talking really interesting and good food. So that's a plus. And then you don't have to wait in line or use one of your FastPass Plus options to see Rivers of Light. And I think when you're doing your first trip, you should really make a point to see all the nighttime shows. All the nighttime shows. I'm just saying they're guest favorites. So that's what I would choose.
You know what? I'm exactly right with you. While I love 50's Primetime, one of my favorite restaurants down there, because it's a good value. It's got a semi kind of a show. It's got really good food. I love being in the studios. And also Ohana, definitely kind of a meat overload. Good sides, though. Underrated sides. And being at the Polynesian is always a win. I think you nailed it. You've got character dining. You've got a buffet. Everybody's going to find something they like. You've got kind of some, not just the staples of a buffet. You got some more exotic items up there, too, if you go digging and looking around. Also, you have a nighttime package associated with it. And I've always said, you guys know, I'm not a Rivers of Light fan. I don't really get it. But I think everybody needs to make their own judgment. I think you need to go see it. It's a nighttime spectacular. Definitely Tusker House wins for me. So 2 for 2. Ricky, what would you say?
I am going to sweep. So I think that that's the best option.
So that is the correct choice. There's one correct choice, and we've told you about it.
We have.
Wow, we've never done that in like almost 1,300 shows. That's crazy.
We never do that. That's so weird. Yeah.
There you go. So, get online today. All right, and have a good time on that first trip. Nothing like a first trip. You're going to have a blast. It's going to be a new discovery around every corner, literally. So, fun. All right, Catherine's got the next question. Actually, it's Kate from Indianapolis. She says, hey there, new listener Kate here. I have a question about solo dining. I'm headed down for the Star Wars half marathon weekend in April, and due to some life changes, I'll be going alone. I want to go to a dinner the night of the half to celebrate. I've only eaten alone at a sit-down restaurant once at the Blue Bayou after the Avengers half, and it was okay, but I felt a bit awkward. That trip was also solo. Could you recommend someplace I go to celebrate alone and not feel too awkward? Thanks in advance, Kate. Ricky, do you feel alone? Because you dine solo sometimes. I mean, Brian's been, you know, he loves you and all, but sometimes you happen to go solo. So,
I do.
Let's all try to give a place where
she's in timeout.
I get what she's saying. And you know what? I mean, a lot of times I think race weekends are an opportunity to go solo. And the one thing is, I don't know if she's on the lizards or not. Maybe she is. Maybe she isn't. She didn't say. A lot of folks are. There's always a lot of fellow BR Guest podcast listeners that have meals scheduled. So drop by the lizard page at BR Guest Lizards, and there's spreadsheets and Google Sheets and all kinds of stuff. You could probably find a place that night where 20 other lizards are dining. So that's always an option. But if you want to go and celebrate solo, that's cool too. So Pam, give a place that might be something that where, you know, it's not like, you know, you're not going to Victoria and Albert's by yourself to celebrate. What would be a better environment for a solo diner?
So I think, first of all, any of the counter service locations, you're never going to feel like you are, you know, sticking out by dining solo. And the great thing about your Disney vacation is that there are so many great locations that serve great food, and there's still a quick service spot. So when you're in the parks, consider that, you know, take a look at the quick service locations at both in the parks and at the resorts too, because I think there's some great options. When we're talking about table service though, I think one of the things that I would recommend is look at the restaurants in the parks, because I think that you see a lot more folks dining solo there than you do at the ones at the resorts. And I'm not sure why I feel that way. I just think lots of people go to the park solo. So, you know, you got to eat. So like at Epcot, I would consider any of the locations, but especially something like Chefs de France, because it has some great people watching. I think it, especially if you sit out in that area where the glass is right there near where folks walk by. And I love doing that, especially if I have the opportunity and I'm dining by myself. I just think it's fun. It's something to like pay attention to while you're waiting, you know, for your food and all of that. So that would be one of my locations. And then on the same kind of note at Animal Kingdom, I think that Yak and Yeti is a great location to think about dining solo. It's just a really interesting restaurant. Lots of things to see and some interesting food, and a great way to spend your day there at the Animal Kingdom.
Okay, so I'm going to give three quick ones. Okay, two of them, you have to kind of be an extrovert, and I think it would be fun to be solo if you're a little bit extroverted and willing to meet those around you. Teppanito and Beer Garden in World Showcase at Epcot. Those two, because you know what? It's kind of going to be bizarre that you're by yourself for the first like 2 seconds. And then like if you talk to the people sitting at the table with you, then all of a sudden, you know, you're having a good time. Who cares? You know, so I think that'd be a great way to actually meet some new friends and have a fun meal. Third choice, if you don't really want to be an extrovert, but you do want to have a nice meal to celebrate, beaches and cream over at the beach club, because you can sit at the counter, you can have a table service meal. It's kind of counter service, table service. It's considered table service, but it's kind of both. You know, and there's a lot going on in there. You can get a good, of course, it's not fine dining, but you can get a burger. And the biggest thing is you can get a great dessert to celebrate the half marathon. Get a No Way Jose, you know, do something. You know, those things are gigantic, but down that whole sucker by yourself, even though some people split it. Splitting it's for babies. Eat it by yourself. I've seen Scott eat one of those things in 5 minutes flat, man. It's a thing to see. It's a thing of beauty. All right, so I gave you three great choices there. Ricky, where else might you suggest? You suggest for Kate?
I mean, I am, so you, like you said, I eat by myself a lot. So, you know, I really don't have a problem anywhere. I just get on my phone and play on social media. So, I mean, that's a lot of what I do when I'm sitting by myself, whether I'm, you know, here in Atlanta eating or I'm at Walt Disney World eating or wherever. So, I'm perfectly comfortable with doing that. So I think that, you know, really you just go somewhere that you really are, you know, looking forward to trying. I think that's going to be the key. Don't feel like, oh, I'm by myself. You know, I think that sometimes people get too hung up on that, and it's really okay. Like, nobody's looking at you or judging you for being by yourself. So I just wanted to kind of throw that out there because,
well, too, Ricky, I don't want to interrupt, but let me just jump in here. How many times do we sit there with our family and it's like we're all four dining alone because we're playing around with our phones the whole time? I mean, it's a terrible thing. Like, I hate to say that, but when I'm at Disney, I'm trying to post pictures. I'm trying to see what people are asking. You know, like, I should not be doing that. It's terrible. I admit it. I feel terrible. But I mean, you right. know, it's four people dining alone at a table sometimes.
Exactly. I mean, yes, I've been there. I try not to do it with Brian, but every once in a while I catch myself, you know, whatever. It is what it is in this world that we live in nowadays. So, but I try to be as possible when, you know, I'm with other people, but, yeah. So, let's see, I was going to suggest Beer Garden too, because like you said, Mike, it's kind of one of those where you're, you know, the tables are communal style. So like, I think that that's perfectly fine. I've had fun meals at, I mean, again, extroverted 50s, I think is a good choice. As a celebratory meal, I mean, you just run a race. If you can get Ohana, I think that's a good choice too. Tusker House is a good choice. Or I was going to say Sanaa too. You know, bread service. Hello. I mean, all the bread you want to eat, basically. It's delightful. So those are going to be my suggestions.
All right. Have fun and enjoy the Star Wars Half Marathon weekend. Great race weekend.
It is a
wishing
good race weekend.
Wishing you cool weather. Hopefully it's not hot that weekend, because it can be, you know, in April. So, all right. Christy's got one of our great friends, Christy, has an email. She just wrote to me, but I wanted to read a part of it because she mentioned something they did that I have not heard of yet, and I think it sounds awesome. It's called Cruise Around the World. Okay, she says, hi, Mike. Just got back from Walt Disney World. We were there from January 20th to the 31st, and we did a couple of fun new things I wanted to tell you about. We did the Cruise Around the World that leaves from the Yacht Club and takes you all around World Showcase in the boats they use for the firework cruises at night. It's a 60-minute cruise. He really kept us out there for more like 100 minutes since we were celebrating Jerry's 60th birthday all year. Happy birthday, Jerry. And I needed to be billed as a 60-minute cruise to fit my theme. Oh, I see, because it was 60 minutes for Jerry's 60th. I like that. It was only $150 for up to 10 people, which we managed to come up with 10 of us, and it was a beautiful day. They do them every day at noon. Our captain was full-on fun, full of Disney facts about each country, and it was really cool to take time and go slowly to see the countries from that view. We thought it was a very good value. The best part was that they have a happy birthday banner on the side of the boat and birthday balloons. So as we rode by, people along the shore would cheer and yell happy birthday. So, okay, stop there. Ricky, had you heard of this? I mean, that sounds like, and of course, Mike Scabetta over at the Yacht Club, who's been helping us out on Twitter about the minivans. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. I'm not going to say calm down. That was the other guys, but we appreciate your help. I'm sure he would know more about this as well, but this one snuck by me. It's kind of like an Illuminations cruise is a good deal if you can fill the boat. And this one even sounds like a better deal. So, Ricky, had you heard of this?
You know, I think maybe in passing I have heard of that, but it wasn't something that stuck in my brain. So, yeah, I think maybe I've briefly heard of it mentioned once. Yes. But, yeah, It sounds like a really interesting idea.
It does. Sure. I mean, because you're always looking at new ways. Like when we did the fishing, Mark invited us to do the fishing with him in the World Showcase Lagoon. And I mean, I had a blast just because I got to do it with Paige and Hannah. And, you know, we were all out there together, all the guys, too. And it was cool to see the girls like catching bigger fish than we were. I mean, we're just pulling out these gigantic, I mean, huge fish, you know, out by Germany and Italy. And, you know, you're in world. I'm geeking out because I'm in World Showcase Lagoon. You know, I'm like, this is awesome. You know, forget, I'm not a fisherman at all, but it was a blast. So it was just a new way to see a familiar place. So, Pam, what do you think about something like this? Sounds like a great opportunity.
It does. And I think Disney really does a great job with all those special tours and activities that you can do. You know, I know that at times when you're looking at things, you think, oh, gosh, do I really want to spend this money on top of what I'm already spending? But I've just heard such overwhelmingly positive responses or reviews of all the tours. And so many people say it's worth it. I think it's a great way to just kind of plus your vacation to make it, you know, even more magical and to find out some little insider things. And that's always fun, too.
Well, especially when you're celebrating a, you know, a milestone like that, like an anniversary or like a 60th birthday. I think that's awesome. Christy did a great job there. She also mentioned the other highlight she got to do was to have a meal with security Steve. So we love Steve Hood. We're thinking about his family because I know they had a loss in the family the last couple of weeks too. Been praying for them. But yeah, it's always nice when you get to see Steve too. So that's awesome that the Cruise Around the World and security Steve rank up there 1 and 2. Good stuff. All right. Kim's got the next question. Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. My husband and I have planned a week-long trip to Walt Disney World in December of 2018. We were able to book the free dining bounce back offer when we were there in September of 2017. Well done. Stay tuned for Friday's show. Our trip last September was unfortunately cut short due to Hurricane Irma. Our flight was canceled and we had to leave Florida early to drive back to Virginia, so we didn't get to use all of our park days on our tickets. Disney was awesome and gave us 4 1-day park hopper tickets to use whenever we want. When I look at my reservations and tickets on my Disney experience, I see the 4 1-day tickets listed, as well as our 7-day park hopper tickets that we purchased for our December 2018 trip. I guess that's part of our package. My first question is, when we go in December and scan our Magic Bands at the park, how will the system know to use the 7-day park hopper tickets and not the 1-day tickets? I want to save the 1-day tickets for a later trip. Okay, so let's stop there. She's got 2 questions. That's the first. So, Pam, what's the best way to know that it's pulling from the 7-day tickets attached to their package in December rather than pulling from the 4 1-day tickets that were comped because of the hurricane? What should they do?
So to really be absolutely sure about this, I would go to guest services before you enter the parks and ask them to prioritize your tickets. That way they can indicate what tickets things should be pulling from first. And I really, truly believe that's the best way of doing it. I mean, you can try to set that up prior to you getting there, but I just feel like the folks at those ticket counters have the most experience with this, and you should be able to, you know, do that there with the best results. Now, the other thing I will also caution you to look at is throughout your trip, make sure that your subsequent days are, like when you look on My Disney Experience, double check to make sure that days are pulling from your ticket associated with your package and not those 1-day tickets, because it's much easier to fix something like that when you're there than it is when you're at home. And I speak from very, very, very personal experience.
Well, because it's no secret. I mean, sometimes Disney will comp you a ticket here and there for like a media event or something when you're down as a guest of Disney to, you know, have conferences about the travel agency and stuff. But you also have an annual pass. Like, you have a lot of different ticket media at some points on your My Disney Experience account. So you literally do know to kind of keep an eye on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is just an issue, you know, that comes up, and I want everyone to have the best experience. So even though it will take a little more time, stop there at those the guest service ticket windows. Those cast members will be able to help you out. They're awesome.
All right. Her second question is, we have friends going with us in December who have a 5- and a 2-year-old. Can you explain how the rider swap works? I'll be in charge of booking fast passes for the group. Thanks so much. I live in Roanoke, Virginia, 340 miles from Pittsburgh. Love the show. Keep up the good work. And we've talked about this, you know, in the past couple of months, a couple of times. But Ricky, give a quick explanation of rider swap for a 5- and 2-year-old and making fast passes.
Yeah, so with fast passes, right? Mm-hmm. So you'll go up to the fast pass cast member and you'll tell them that you're participating, wanting to participate in rider swap. They will give you the rider swap pass. It's the old paper fast passes with the information on it. Half the people with the fast passes will go through the line. The other people, the ones that stay back, and you'll see you can only keep back a certain number of people. So make sure that you don't keep back too many people. Otherwise, y'all won't be able to go. So they'll go ride, and then you'll wait with the small ones. And then when they're done, they'll come back. Then you can take your rider swap ticket and you can go ride. So pretty easy.
Easy peasy. All right. And have a great trip. Next question comes from Jason Z. He's in Northeast Pennsylvania. Hello, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. Good morning, everyone. We recently booked our trip for this coming October. We have never done rope drop in any of our previous visits. Sounds like Ricky. It took you a little while to get there. Now that our daughter is going to be a little bit older, we are aiming to try and do rope drop one day at the Magic Kingdom and one day at Epcot. How does rope drop work? How early before the park opens can you enter? What areas do you have access to before the welcome show? Thanks in advance. Love listening to the podcast, and we're counting down and at 230 plus days to our trip. Thanks, Jason. You know what? I kind of long for the days of... Remember when Epcot used to have the test track car come out? You remember that?
Yes.
I saw that once. That was pretty crazy and sweet. And it's changed over the years. You know, rope drop is now different at the Magic Kingdom. So, Pam, what's the latest? Or Ricky, I don't care, whoever's got the best grasp on this. For Epcot and...
I'm sure Pam would probably have it.
Okay, go ahead, Pam.
Oh, maybe Ham doesn't have it. I don't know.
No, at Epcot. Sorry.
Both Epcot and the Magic Kingdom. Which one give the rope drop procedure?
Okay, so Epcot, they seem to have been letting you in to a certain point and then kind of holding you there, sort of underneath Spaceship Earth in that area as you, not maybe directly underneath it, but in that space right there. And I would get there a half an hour before you think rope drop is scheduled to begin at Magic Kingdom. They actually let you into the parks and they have a little opening show right in front of the Castle Forecourt there. They're still doing that. You cannot go out into the other parts of the park. And if you happen to be there on an extra magic hour morning and you do not, and you aren't staying at a Disney resort, of course, they're going to hold you at that hub during that time. But other than that, you'll be able to go in. And some of the shops are open, you know, before park opening. So that's something you can take advantage of, too, during that time.
Yep. It's exact same procedure that I had for Epcot and for Magic Kingdom. Like you said, at Epcot, you could go to the Joffrey's. They'll stand there, get a donut, get a coffee. Magic Kingdom, you can go to the Starbucks on Main Street and so forth. So. Good
That's
stuff.
Right.
All right, let's get to the next question. It is from Cheyenne. Hello, BR guest crew. First off, I'm a brand new listener. I just started listening to the podcast this past week. Where you been, Cheyenne? We've been here for almost 10 years. We've been waiting for you, but you've made it.
That's the important thing.
We said we are going to do this podcast till Cheyenne finds us. And,
that's right.
So we're going to keep doing it.
And now she does, so we're done.
I guess. I don't know. She says, so I don't know how far I am from anyone here in Cincinnati, Ohio, a.k.a. Mother Nature's Playground. That's kind of like St. Louis, too. I've discovered the podcast while trying to find something to occupy myself during the work week as I spend all day on the computer, and you all are amazing. Well, thank you. I spend all day on the computer, too. I talk to myself a lot. I don't listen to the podcast because actually it's me and Pam and Ricky. I'll just talk to myself and do like an unofficial podcast to myself. Anyway, I'm planning our first family Disney trip in 13 years. It'll be both my son's first trip and my almost 30-year-old husband's. Our family will consist of myself, my two boys. Yes, my husband counts. My sister, brother, and mother. We are traveling down at the end of May and the beginning of June for 12 days total, spending our first 2 days driving to Orlando and back. We have 5 days at Disney and 4 days at Universal. What I want to know is, what should we do at Disney while we're down there? There are so many experiences and rides that are new to us that I'm having a hard time prioritizing. We have Cape May Cafe, Character Breakfast, Spirit of Aloha, Chef Mickey's, and Be Our Guest schedule, so our dining is covered. I want to know what our do not miss experiences are. Thanks, Cheyenne. Well, holy cow, this is a loaded question. This could be like a month worth of podcast here. Cheyenne, come in like in a week and then you want like us to do 7 podcasts for you. I'm sorry, we can't. No, we're going to answer this best we can. This is actually going to end up being the last question of the day because we're going to run out of time, seriously. So let's give her a good answer. So things not to be missed. They've got some good dining. They've got Cape May Cafe, Spirit of Aloha. They got the Luau. Chef Mickey's, the Fab Five at a breakfast or a dinner. And Be Our Guest, probably the best themed restaurant. So they're not worried about dining. They're worried about experiences not to miss. So I'm going to go outside the box and we'll come around a couple times, I guess. Don't miss visiting a couple of the resorts other than the one you're staying at. You know, check out a Wilderness Lodge. Check out an Animal Kingdom Lodge if you have time. I know you got 12 days. Some of that's driving. Some of that's at Universal. But if you get an opportunity, go have a meal at Boma or even just go to the Mara and check out Animal Kingdom Lodge. You will not regret it. Go to Roaring Fork or have even better yet. I know that you've got some of your meals covered, but if you have a meal like a Whispering Canyon, you get to see the Wilderness Lodge. It's beautiful. You can ride a boat over there, which is kind of fun for everybody. And, you know, the Wilderness Lodge, it's gorgeous and it's an experience. You might not think it's an experience right now, but it is. All right. So I'm going to throw that out there kind of outside the box. Ricky, what else not to miss?
Don't miss the stage shows, because I think so often people who haven't been for a long time or this is their first time miss the stage shows a lot because they're like, oh, it's just a stage show, whatever. So I think that that's going to be the one thing, you know, that I really suggest is don't pass up the stage shows for just, you know, rides. You know, they're both attractions, just different kinds of attractions. So that's one.
That's a good point, because things like American Adventure, Hall of Presidents, Carousel of Progress, like the longer things. And you know what? That's a great point, Ricky, because here's one thing I regret every time. I never go see Festival of the Lion King or Finding Nemo anymore at Animal Kingdom. But every time I go to see them, I'm like, man, those are good shows. Like, why don't I see this every time? Like, I kick myself. I'm like, I loved my time in here. That was time well spent. You know what? And then the next 5 trips, I don't go. It's terrible.
Yep. I'm the same. I get it.
Yeah. All right. So, Pam, give them some other not misses. Because, I mean, 13 years, there's a lot of new stuff to see. And, of course, they're going to hear about Pandora and stuff like that. But is there anything that's kind of sliding under the radar?
So I'm going to say make sure you set aside some time to see the characters, to actually meet the characters, to get photos. Consider photo pass. That's a big thing too. But you can't, I mean, no matter your age, no matter your children's age, all of that, there is really something very special and unique about being able to meet a Disney character, get an autograph, or consider something like that. It's just a very cool thing. And I don't want to ever see people missing that experience because it's awesome.
All right. Well, great questions today. We're going to cut it right there and remind you that next Wednesday, not listener questions. And if you're new, I know we got some new listeners. If you've never been a part of an Is This Romantic podcast, they are solid gold. But the reason they're gold is because of our listeners that send them in. You know, is sharing a magic cookie bar at Roaring Fork at 10 o'clock in the morning romantic? You'll find out if you write that in.
Ain't nobody sharing that magic cookie bar.
That's what I'm saying.
At least not in this household. Ricky's eating the entire magic cookie bar herself. So
I'm just saying.
Don't get any of it.
That's what you got to write in. So give us those suggestions. You only have until Monday. Monday we record. So you got to get them in late this week or over the weekend. Send those to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Is this romantic? Give us a scenario. Also at BeOurGuestMike on Twitter or on the Facebook page. We'll have a thread pinned to the top there. So get those in right away. Next Wednesday, Is This Romantic? Friday, we'll flip-flop. We'll get the questions in. So if you have any other questions, send those to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by our friends over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps, even a free iOS app called Theme Park News Disney Edition. Ricky, what's in the news? What are we reading about this week on Theme Park News Disney Edition?
Oh my gosh. So we are going to be reading about the incredible summer this year at Walt Disney World. So starting Memorial Day weekend, there's going to be a lot of fun activities that are going to take place to launch the incredible summer. First things first, the Magic Kingdom. Guests will be able to party with Mr. Incredible.
Yes, Elastigirl, you get to dance in Tomorrowland just like we've done for the last 5 years. I'm sorry.
I know. I should be like, I was like, huh. that's new. Okay. The new part is you get to see Edna Mode for the first time.
Love that.
Isn't she? Is she the lady? She's the lady from NCIS Los Angeles, right? Yep. Right? Is she not? Is that not the same person? I think it is.
Don't You're look terrible. Back, darling. It detracts from the now.
Anyway, I'm going to move on now from that. At the America Gardens Theater in Epcot, you are going to be able to take part in the awesome mixed tapes 1 and 2 dance party with Star-Lord and Gamora. There's going to be an alien band that performs. So, Jay and Melissa, I'm sorry to tell you, it looks like the Sounds Like Summer concert series is officially dead because this is going to take place instead. So that
takes place at the America Gardens. I didn't know where that was taking place. I was hoping they weren't doing it on that big Future World stage, but that might even be worse. I'm not a big Guardians fan. Oh, sad.
No. So, yeah. So
the dance-off's going to be awesome.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's going to be so fun. I'm sure that, like, I don't know if they'll let people up on stage or if it's just going to be, like, a concert. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how they're going to do this. So that'll be interesting to see what they kind of go with that.
The best thing, I got to say real quick, the best thing I've ever seen at the America Gardens Theater, and Jay, speaking to Jay, he was there with me, was when what were they called? They were the Bee Gees cover band. They were called Staying Alive. That's what they were called. Yes. And that dad and mom that were getting down to, I guess it was the song Staying Alive with their like 14-year-old daughter who was just mortified that they were dancing. That was the best moment ever for me. And I've seen some cool acts at the American Gardens Theater. I mean, that's even my Trump candlelight processional. Just the horror in that girl's eyes. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, that was Sounds Like Summer concert series. Yes, that's not happening this year. So you're sorry. moving along, this summer, will actually this spring, mark Disney's Animal Kingdom's 20th anniversary. And there are going to be two super new experiences. One is the previously announced Explorers Meet Up, a great bird adventure where Russell and Doug from Up are going to discover species of birds from around the world. And you're also going to get to participate in a new Dinotastic celebration where Donald Duck takes over Dinoland USA with prehistoric elements in a new and exciting character celebration. I'm going to assume that means dance party. Just throwing that out there. And then the last
There's
thing
lots
we have,
of dancing opportunities.
I think that we're going to have a lot of dance opportunities this year. Walt Disney World.
I'm going to start working on a few things.
I think so.
The summer of cut the rug.
Yes. And then last but not least, we have Toy Story Land, which is going to be opening as summer gets into full swing. So that does not mean that there is a date announced for that. I'm going to take a guess and say it's not Memorial Day weekend. Again, that's just me guessing based off of the wording of things. But anyway, so Toy Story Land is going to open at Hollywood Studios, and we're going to get Slinky Dog Dash, Alien Swirling Saucers, and Toy Story Mania will be welcome home into its new land. So, plus there's a new quick service location called Woody's Lunchbox. So.
Yes, yes! I'm pumped for Toy Story. That's going to be sweet. I love Toy Story.
It's going to be Uber themed, and I think that's the cool thing.
Or Lyft. You never know. It could be a sponsorship.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying a couple things with this because it's the longest ad read in the history of the world. Thanks to virtualmickey.com. You're getting your money's worth today. First thing, Ricky, you mentioned there's a bird thing this weekend that we could have talked about that last weekend. It would have been the birds and the bees. Ricky and Mike talks about the birds and the bees. That was our opportunity. Disney released it a little bit too late. And I know they were so close. They knew they had to wait till we released that Friday show, so we couldn't go with that. This one's so for Pam. Sad. Pam, a little update here. Mark McGrath on Celebrity Big Brother premiering tonight. Sugar Ray.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's on. Yes. Yeah.
I might have to watch. Love me a little Mark McGrath.
You do. We all are.
Anyway, theme park news, Disney edition, this and other fine news available for your iOS device for free right now at virtualmickey.com. Don't forget, you can support the show through your Amazon purchases. Use our Amazon affiliate link at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We appreciate that so very much, especially with Valentine's Day right around the corner. And give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike, facebook.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, we're going to be talking dining on Friday's podcast, so don't come hungry. We're going to talk about how to save money and why the Disney dining plan might be the best thing you can do for that next Walt Disney World vacation, especially if there's a festival going on with and let's face it, there's a festival going on at Epcot right. about 10 months out of the year now. So
true.
It may be a no-brainer for you. So we'll talk about that situation coming up on Friday. So until then, for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.